Well, welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live. This 11th day of April, 2024. I'm your host, Jim Fetzer, taking your calls. First up today, Dan from Washington. Dan, join the conversation.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. About the O.J. Simpson trial, I was watching the TV show with the, it was Marcia Clark, the defense, or the actual prosecutor, but she was saying there should have been a mistrial because this Judge Alito was so corrupt. Remember, he had all these trophies on his desk. People were sending him trophies, and he'd put it on the desk. He was being turned into a movie star, and he liked it. He let all this. So he was a very corrupt judge, and anyway, when I was in the Army, I came from a pretty white area, but I was always open-minded, but I was surprised how basically like 90% of the black people in the break room and who I was friends with, they basically thought that the LA police framed, they're so racist that they framed OJ, you know, and then they made the trial about whether that cop ever said the N-word or not. But it was just weird to see how they all kind of fell for that stupid logic, you know. So it's kind of a sign of things to come about America, you know. You got the corrupt Jewish lawyers, and then you got the corrupt Asian person, you know, manipulating mobs of angry black people, you know. That's kind of like the start of a lot of that.
Let me offer a couple of thoughts, Dan. I don't think Alito was corrupt. I think he was starstruck. And what that meant was he simply wasn't balanced and objective in his judgment. It wasn't corruption in the ordinary sense. But I do think he turned out not to be the right judge for the case. But he became a celebrity himself. Second of all, if you're going to defend a clear-cut case like this, which ought to have been a slam dunk, but you've got a celebrity whom everyone adores. I mean, no one ever thought of O.J. as black. Everyone just liked O.J. I was at the home of a friend near in Ann Arbor, Michigan, when the story broke about the slow-motion Bronco chase, and I was saying, O.J. couldn't have done it, you know, just based on my impression of O.J., he couldn't have done it. And my wife says, sure he could have. You don't know anything about the guy. She turned out to be right, as she has in so many other cases. But in the third place, if you're going to try to defend the guy, you got to have an alternative theory. And the right way to go would have been to claim that he had been framed. Yeah, he was not framed. The gloves did fit. They were just very clever the way they went about defending him. And by the way, I want to amend my timeline. I think that when Ron came in, that Nicole already was aware he was there and came out to greet him. But O.J. was there. And as soon as he saw Nicole, he knocked her out. Then he had his altercation with Ron, who put up a hell of a fight. But O.J. sliced and diced him. And then realizing when there was blood all over the place, when Nicole awakened, she'd be a witness, you know, that she would be able to identify him, obviously. And that's when he cut her throat so severely it nearly decapitated her. Give us a final thought, Dan, a final thought.
I remember watching that. I think it was Naked Gun series. He just made one of those, too, I think.
He was a good comedic actor. And he played a good role in Capricorn One. If anyone has never seen that, Capricorn One is about a purported man mission to Mars, and ostensibly, just as they're about to enter the space capsule, the spaceship to launch, they're intercepted by the administrator, takes them off, and explains they discovered a glitch in the program. They would have died on return, so instead they're going to fake it. And they take him off to a location in the desert, and they do reporting from the desert. But they escape. They manage to escape. And there are three of them who are trying to escape: James Brolin and the guy who played DA on Law and Order, and OJ. They were the three astronauts, and it turns out that they use a single grainy feed to track the trip, just as they did for the moon landing. In other words, Capricorn 1 actually exposes how they faked us out of our jocks over the moon landing. Dan, a final thought again? A final?
Well, yeah, John, a different subject. The caller from New York that people called in and said he got banned, that you guys were talking about viruses. From what I remember, you know, it wasn't because he had a different theory on viruses. It's because he started calling in saying that basically Republic needs to be kind of shut down because it's giving out disinformation. And then that made Staff Miller and all these.
Yeah, I get it.
As long as he doesn't do that.
I'm doing what I can to manage all of this, Dan. We don't need to go there. I like your questions about OJ, but I'm dealing with the other. Take my word for it.
Anyway,
thanks, Dan.
Thanks. One quick point. Do you notice American media? Once cable news came in and you had CNN, after OJ, I just noticed the mainstream media acting more of like a sensational distraction rather than actual news.
You mean because it drew such huge numbers, they decided maybe going a little more tabloid was good for business? That wouldn't surprise me, Dan. I think you're probably right about that. Good point.
All right, thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, join the conversation.
Yeah, I'm just going to go off of what he's, you know, going on. This whole thing, it's an illusion. You know, TV and cell phones, it's a drug. When Sean Parker said that they wanted 100% of your attention, that's what they meant. They used the same algorithms that you use for gambling. The dopamine stimulation, you get your hit, check your phone. If you have a cell phone, you're basically an Android. And I mean, I'm including myself in, I love me some RBN on a cell phone. No, but what I'm saying is people have lost control. It's the same thing with the television. I find that the thing that I'm addicted to is TV. You know, I love some Star Trek. I love some, you know, Jason Bourne or some, you know what I mean? Some romance movies, but it what it's doing is consuming your time and building a world. And so when I look at Divergent, and they're talking about in the first one where the military sect, the people who are supposed to defend you, they get their mind taken over. They shoot them in the neck with a drug when they graduate, and then they mind control them to be wiping out all of the peasants, all of the people. And what did they do with this COVID shot? That's what they did. That was an uplink. It was a platform so that they can link you when what's his name? Musk keeps talking about his satellites in space and they're going to uplink you. Well, you don't need to put a chip in anybody. Well, if you took a COVID shot, your body will build a link. In your brain, the graphene oxide, it's electromagnetic. It turns you into a battery. If they use the battery patent, that's Bill Gates' patent. I mean, this stuff, you can look it up. And yes, there is a coronavirus. It's a real virus. But the thing that they're hitting you with is not that. It's a modified RNA. It's genetically engineered and chimeric pathogens, weaponry built to destroy you. So we keep bickering amongst each other. We keep attacking each other while they're running off with everything, bringing in the new population, unvaxxed, full of testosterone, full of sunshine, vitamin D, you know, and huffing drug-resistant diseases that we have no, you know, resistance to. While they took our immune systems out, those people that took the COVID shots, that attacks your P53 tumor suppression cascade that comes out of your thyroid. that attacks your ability to defend against infection. And these, like I said, are weapons. They're not a virus. They're not a bacteria. They have no cell wall. It is programming. It hacks into the cell, takes over the organelles, and makes copies of itself that then just goes into the next set of cells until it takes you over. Okay, so you're looking at it. This is a bigger, deeper thing. But here's my thing. I listen to people talking about the politics, Trump or Biden, this or that. The whole thing, again, if you turn the television off and take away the cell phones, like, don't use them except to use them. Like, I use it so that I can access you, get to information, and converse with the people, share information. As we go back and forth, iron sharpens iron, we all get smarter. But the deal is, this thing where you are obeying this government, you're giving them money to do these wars in Ukraine, to do these wars and kill all these Palestinians, Christians in Gaza, all the things that are happening are your fault. Because you're giving the fruit of your labor, your energy, the thing that Sean Parker said he wanted. They want 100% of your attention. If they've got your attention, they've got your energy. If you're playing video games, you're not, you know, making plumbing work or growing corn or, you know, building a whatever. You know what I'm saying? There's no production. So if there's no production, there's no product to then distribute to support the life, the bodies. So those bodies now, well, Bill Gates says they're going to give you bug meat. Tyson says they're going to get rid of all the chickens, bring in the foreigners, give them your money, and then make bug meat for you. I mean, so the problem is us. We need to have a vision. A man without vision is lost, is what the Bible says. We have to have a vision of those people, Anthony Fauci, Obama, Clinton, all of them. We have to have a vision of them in cages, awaiting their trials. We need to pull that Constitution up. That's what unites us. And I know the Constitution's not perfect. What I'm saying is, it is a set of chains for them, if we'll use it. And we choose not to use it. We choose to bicker amongst each other about, well, I know people that don't pay taxes and they went to jail. Are you not understanding that you are a creation that is a gift to you, that no man has a right to control or extort or extract the fruit of your labor to his benefit, to his desires, without your free will contract? These are things that are in the document, the Constitution. We don't even know what it says. Although we can't read, we can't write cursive. Why? Because the children are in school. Well, why are they there? So again, my solution to this is, first, obey God, Ten Commandments. Even if you're an atheist, we can agree. Let's not steal from each other, bear false witness against each other, you know, covet each other's stuff. Let's all just get in the game. If you don't have skill sets, let's develop them. There's internet, you can learn anything. What do you love? What did you love when you were young? Start doing that real thing and producing again. It's necessary. If a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. That's the truth of the way it works. Now, we can have our feelings and we can, oh, sigh and oh, we have to have all these programs and blah, blah, blah. Honey, it's all going away. If you haven't figured it out yet, you already read an article about, if we don't keep expanding, then we start contracting. And there's not enough debt being generated because the jig is up. They've moved your manufacturing base to China. So we have to go back to work. Keep your money in your pocket. Stop paying taxes you don't owe. Roger Sales, he's been doing some great shows with some of your hosts, Blackbird 9, and, you know, but you do not owe the fruit of your labor to another man. And the cowardice and the ignorance that you're using to stay in that space that you don't have to deal, well, you will have to deal with all these brown skins they're emptying out of prisons and mental institutions into your country. And the judges, you just said another story about somebody defending their life, and they're on trial. It's, okay, well, you can keep going with it, but I would stop. So,
Lauren, give us a final thought. You've been covering a lot of territory. Give us a final thought.
Well, the beautiful thing about it is that all is handled with, keep your money in your pocket, stop paying taxes you don't owe. Keep your children in your home, control their education and what they're exposed to. And that means turning off that television and taking away those cell phones. This is, they're building a world. Your children think it's real to the point where they're getting vaginas. Your boys are supposed to be girls. Okay, so they're making the world for them. You don't have to let that happen. And then boycott big business and set up your own small your own networks. Find the farmers. You know, start buying directly from each other, trading with each other. You don't need a license. Yeah. Go get the plumber next door. You don't need, you know what I'm saying? Let's build and do our own.
Thanks for all that, Lauren. You've given us a life plan here. Remarkable. Thanks so much. Hey, Tom in Florida. Tom, join the conversation.
Yeah, can you hear me, Jim?
Yep.
Yeah, we love Lauren. What info? But hey, Jim, the juice has been cut loose. The juice is loose. No more loose. And he didn't go up in the news. So you remember I told you a couple days ago, Jim, about O.J.? Does his life matter? I mean, remember we were talking about that the other day, Jim?
Go ahead, Tom.
Hello? Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. I was talking about OJ 2 days ago, and then this happened. You know, like I said, they said if the glove don't fit, you got to quit. I still say that OJ actually didn't do that. What you think? I don't think he's the one that stabbed Nicole. I believe there's another guy. I think he was an accessory to the fact. I think he was just trying to scare her. And the other guy that he's with took it way overboard because it was very insane at that juncture. So I still say that O.J. was an accessory. He was guilty, but I don't believe he was culpable at actually doing cutting their head off. I don't know.
Tom, listen, these were crimes of passion. O.J. was the guy. He was so infatuated with Nicole. He was so angry with Ron Goldman. He was jealous.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was a witness. He took no pleasure in decapitating her nearly. I mean, he did it, I'm sure, with great remorse. But no, I have found no reason to believe there was anyone else with him. I respect your right to your opinion,
right,
Tom, and you've been talking about it. But let's set that aside for now. Do you have other issues on your mind, of which I'm certain? Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Jim, it's like the old Irish proverb goes, our lives are short, our deaths are near, and why on earth you need to learn that here? So what is right and what is wrong? Because soon enough, we'll all be gone. So, you know, that's what I'd want to throw that out there with OJ and everybody else. It's all these demon rats that are criminals that we got in our Congress. But, you know, you were talking earlier today, Jim, about these illegals you're talking about the Democrat Party, which should be illegal. That should be an illegal party because they're all a bunch of Marxist Bolshevik communists, in my book. And they're passing. They don't want to convict Mayorkas, who's a criminal. Biden's a criminal. They're not going to. They're probably in the Senate. They're going to try to skate this off, but it ain't going to work because everybody. I think the Senate, if they try this, I think the Senate will one day be 65 Republicans or maybe 70 because American population is going to go insane if they let this guy Mayorkas skate. And Biden, with this illegal incursion of our country, American citizens getting murdered, drug cartels getting multiple billions and billions of dollars. It's unbelievable. And I believe we're not looking at the big picture. This guy, Manuel Obrador, is allowing this invasion, Jim. Why? Why is this guy not sealing that southern Mexican border off? And why don't they stay in Mexico where they already speak Espanol? Why are they coming to a country that they don't even speak the language? All these other groups. Why?
Because we're giving them all this free stuff, Tom. Tom, because we're giving them all this free stuff.
No, it's more than that, Jim. It's more than the free stuff. They're going to try to breed our women. They're going to try to breed with our women. They're trying to breed with black and white American women.
We're going to a break, Tom. Hang on. Carry over.
It's in a dream. Waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com.
or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Let me just say a word about supporting RBN. I think, for most of us, $100 a month is a bit much. But say if you listen 5 days a week, do you think those shows are worth $1, a day? I would say if you're a regular listener, I think $20 a month would be totally reasonable. And if a lot of people do it, we're in great shape. So let me just encourage you to contemplate looking at it that way. Meanwhile, Tom, continue.
Yeah, Jim, I have to agree. I'm going to donate some money to RBN, but I'm also going to buy another $100 worth of Liberty stickers on tomorrow. By Saturday, I'm going to order another 100 stickers. I can give them all out. My thought is this, Jim. Today they were talking, these demon rats, about the census. And all these Democrats do not, they say that the illegal aliens should be counted on the census. And the Republicans are saying, hell no, they're illegally here. What the hell does that tell you about these Marxist communist Democrats, Jim?
Of course.
They're trying to use the census so that they get to all these elections.
Tom,
these
of course.
Democrats are criminals,
of course.
Man.
Of course. We agree with you 100%. I mean, isn't it obvious? Of course. They're losing the vote of everyone in America. Nobody gives a damn about them. Get those black supporters at the Chick-fil-A. We support Trump. They do support Trump. The Latinos support Trump. All the transgender, all the sex in schools, kindergarten, anal sex, masturbation, all this stuff. It's repulsive. These are traditional Catholic believers. They are repudiating the Democrats. No one gives a damn about the Democrat Party anyway. It's sold out America, Tom. We agree with you.
Jim, I used to work for Dade County Transit, and every black friend I have, every one of them is a Republican. They'll never vote Democrat. In the state of Florida, Donald Trump's winning by 14 points in the state. You look it up. He's going to crush Biden in the state. That's why Biden's not even bringing no money down here. But let's go back to the real truth of the matter here. This stinking shift, Adam Schiff, shifty shit shift, this criminal, what he did with that Russia collusion, spend $58 million to take Donald Trump out of power about Russia. This guy should be hung with a rope with Mayorkas, this Adam Kosher Schiff. This guy is a criminal, a filthy, low-life criminal. And this guy's going to be a senator of California. Mexifornia, they're going to vote for this idiot.
Tom, it's hard to listen to you when you're screaming. Just dial it back a bit. Just a bit, okay? I'm all on your side, and I welcome you every day you call, and I think you have an important message. But sometimes, I mean, I've had others say the same thing. You know, just dial it down a tad, okay? That's all. The delivery, not the message. The message stays the same.
Yeah, I get a little emotional at times because, you know, I sometimes have to have a little Cuban coffee to get me going.
A little emotional at times, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, Jim, I just get upset because, like I was mentioning, this guy Adam Schiff, this guy's taking taxpayer dollars and trying to lie to everybody in the country that Donald Trump was with Russia, which was a proven hoax, a hoax of hoax. And then this guy is running for United States Senator in Mexifornia. And you got these morons in that state. And I don't believe that the white people are voting for this. How many illegal aliens are actually in the state, Jim? We don't even know the true matter. We don't even know what the true figure is.
Staggering number, Tom.
It must be staggering, Jim. You know, I look at this whole scenario with these demon rats getting away with this filthy murder, what they do with the COVID. Nobody in Indonesia took the COVID shot, Jim. They're all on oxychloroquine, the pills. I know a bunch of people who lived in Indonesia, Jakarta, and they told me nobody over there took the Pfizer, Moderna. That was all a hoax, Jim. How many people in India took the damn COVID shot? I mean, come on, Jim. This whole thing has been a big stinking kosher cabal.
It has.
Don't be surprised, Jim, if this guy George Soros tries to buy RBN out. This guy Soros might be upset putting agents in to buy RBN. This guy's buying up all the AM radio stations.
It's outrageous. Tom, you're making a lot of really good points. Give me a final thought.
Well, my final thought, Jim, is, like Dan was mentioning earlier on your show about OJ and the sensationalized media, ABC, NBC, CBS. I've been saying this for years on Michael Rivero's show. The Republican rich males of this country and females need to buy one of those major networks and turn it into a very conservative network. Like NBC would have been a perfect example. Elon Musk, Trump, get about 20 billionaires and buy out one of those major networks on primetime TV network station, and it will take the other two, will go down like a ton of bricks. Because once the American people see one of those major networks putting out the real truth of the matter, all those other networks would fold like a deck of cards. They'll fold up.
Yeah.
And that's why billionaire... white males that are conservative need to buy up one of those major networks, Jim. Otherwise, we're going to be in the same old cycle.
Tom, I like it. When Tucker was at Fox, he was really doing a great job. He was drawing a staggering audience, greater than all the others combined. What a bloody shame. Thanks, Tom, for another great call. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Paul in New Jersey, join the conversation, Paul.
Hello, Dr. Fetzer. Back in the early 90s, around Thanksgiving, I remember watching NBC football. And there was O.J. Simpson doing his, he was a bit of a commentator. And I remember he actually had, like, gloves on at the football game, which is ironic. And I remember at the time saying to my brothers who were sitting next to me on the couch, we were watching the game. I personally don't like football. They took over the TV set. And I remember saying, why are they allowing a known wife beater to have a job as a commentator on NBC? I thought it was really odd, And so then he later goes on to, of course, commit the murders. And,
But, Paul, most people had no idea O.J. was a wife beater. He was a real popular guy. I don't think there's ever been a more popular celebrity in America than O.J. at the height of his fame. Remember when he was doing those Hertz commercials and leaping over luggage? I mean, people loved the guy. It was absolutely race neutral. Nobody gave a damn whether he was black or white. Everybody loved O.J. I bet he was the most popular celebrity in the country at the time. Go ahead.
Yeah, not with me, though, because once I heard he was a wife beater, I'm like, oh, he's complete
trash. Not with you. You are one guy out of hundreds of millions, right? So very few knew or cared. I mean, you're right about it being an issue, but I don't think it mattered in terms of their marketing and so forth. You know, go ahead.
Obviously, it was overlooked, and actually, it tells you a little bit about sports culture. You know, and I have a problem with American sports culture. That's a different call. Yeah. I also wanted to allude to, though, that during the trial, I remember thinking, why was he hanging out with this Cato Kaelin guy? Remember? Now, Cato Kaelin was kind of a handsome, boyish-looking, friend of OJ's who would stay at his pool house. Remember that? And it dawned on me, I know what he's there for. Cato Kaelin was OJ's drug errand boy. In other words, OJ loved his drugs, and Kaelin would provide the drugs and also be the fall guy. In other words, he would carry the drugs in case they ever get pulled over by the police. And so, therefore, Cato goes to jail. He takes the blame. If the cops ever raided OJ's house, that's before the murder, the drugs would be in the pool house with Cato. And that's what his job was.
I agree with that. You know, OJ was on great terms with the cops. They were at his home all the time. I mean, you know, giving free drinks and palling around. I mean, with this world-famous celebrity. Give us another thought or two, Paul. Give us another thought or two.
I do think he was probably on meth or cocaine that night because
he was on meth. Yeah.
And one last point I want to talk about. You know, OJ isn't the only famous murderer who tried to escape justice and elude law enforcement when he was being arrested. The other one was John McAfee. Because, you know, John McAfee, he murdered a guy down in Belize, his neighbor, named Gregory Fall.
You're talking about McAfee, the virus killer? McAfee, antivirus? Yeah. Or are we definitely? Yeah. Go ahead.
It was a very interesting story about how he eluded the police, and he basically traveled through the jungle and went illegally into the adjoining country, and eventually was able to make it back to the United States. And the murderer, they never found or arrested the murderer of Gregory Fall in Belize. Now, here's the point I just wanted to make about John McAfee, though. It was obviously he was behaving like a murderer because he was the murderer. And he was another drugged-up guy, a rich guy, a celebrity. And my big problem with this is, why was he on Alex Jones' show after it was obvious he was a murderer? And why don't the conspiracy theories ever go to somebody they like? Like, they didn't think, for some reason, Alex Jones had him on as a guest. And by the way, he was also on this network on Michael Rivera's show. And clearly the guy was a murderer. So my point is...
I can't answer that question, Paul, but things that are clear to you aren't necessarily clear to everyone else. I mean, it's just a fallacy to think that the way you view the world is the way other people view the world. I can't explain why he was on Alex Jones, but I doubt very much Alex thought of him as a murderer. I mean, what can I say? He was an interesting guy in other regards. He wasn't being featured because he'd killed somebody, right?
No, they were just enamored with his politics, and so they were overlooking the possibility, and to me it was evident.
Or they just didn't know. Paul, you're overly reasoning about how you think things should be done and underestimating how things are done. I mean, my take here, in this case, you're a real smart guy. I just think you're making a point that isn't very impressive.
Well, my
opinion.
Point is, if you're dealing with somebody, who escaped from the law and crossed over international borders, basically trying to elude the police, That's pretty suspicious behavior for a murder.
Yeah, but Paul, let me give you an illustration. You're giving news that's totally new to me, okay? I wouldn't know this about McAfee, and if he were being featured on a show, he'd be an interesting guy because of his work in relation to, you know, malware bytes and killing viruses on computer systems and that sort of stuff for which he's famous. So I think you're just assuming background knowledge that most of the world simply doesn't possess.
Well, it doesn't take much. You know, the murderer, Gregory Fall, predated, John McAfee being on Alex Jones's show as a guest. And my point is, why would you have an obvious murderer suspect on your show? It's like having OJ on your show.
Yeah. Because they're not having him on because they're obvious murder suspects. Most people don't view them that way. Paul, I don't think this is a tough one at all. I think you're treating it as though it were a big deal when it's obvious it's a matter of common knowledge or not. This is not common knowledge. Myself, who am very much a follower of the news, is unaware of it. I mean, it's news to me. Then I say the average guy who doesn't follow the news the way I follow the news is going to be totally out in space to learn this. I mean, Paul, I think you're just making presumptions that don't apply here. You know, it may be true he is a murder suspect, but if nobody knows, they're not going to view him as a murder suspect. Case closed. That's it.
No, I'm just trying to establish the crookedness of Alex Jones's character and what a horrible character he is. Because Alex Jones is a newsman.
That's another call. That's another show. We'll get back to that, mind you, because I've now looked at this thing, the people versus truth versus Alex Jones, and there's so much I have to say about it, but not for now, Paul. Look, thanks for the call. If you have a final thought, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my point. These were newsmen, both Alex Jones and Michael Rivero. They were in public. They're public speakers. They knew everything going on in the news. They knew that John McAfee was a suspect and that nobody ever was found guilty for the murder of Gregory Fall in Belize. And they had him on his show. I just think that's disgusting.
Yeah.
And that's my
thanks,
point.
Paul. Thanks. Yeah. You made your point very clearly. Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, welcome back.
Oh, good afternoon, James. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, very well. Yes, Dave, go ahead.
Listen, did you have a chance to check out the pictures and the photographs in the April 1st edition of the Globe tabloid, the pictures of, Donald Trump partying, and with Melania? Actually, one of the pictures almost looks like he's being presented with to Melania by Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein.
I've seen these or others like them before, Dave. Go ahead.
Well, I discern, James, that you're not appreciating the full extent of the meaning of those pictures, the implications. And I'll tell you what the full extent is if I don't get sidetracked or cut off. Let me ask you now, because I don't think you appreciate this. Are you aware of the fact that Donald Trump has consistently denied that he ever met Ghislaine Maxwell? He, even to this day, he constantly denies that he ever met Ghislaine Maxwell. He'll concede that he may have met Jeff Epstein in passing, because what the heck, you know, they traveled in the same social circles and everything. So he may have been at some social event that Jeff was at, but he wasn't friends with Jeff. Let me tell you something here. First of all, are you aware of that Donald Trump denies that he ever even met Ghislaine Maxwell?
Oh, I'm not sure or not. I mean, I could do a search but Dave, go ahead. Why do you think this is a big deal?
Well, why it's a big deal. See, I discern that you weren't familiar with Trump's denials that he ever even met Ghislaine. Listen, yeah, Ghislaine.
There's so many ways people have tried to trash Trump. I'm just not impressed by that line that he had social interaction with Epstein and perhaps met Ghislaine. I'm willing to concede. I don't find that all that troubling because he was meeting all kinds of people. That didn't mean he was into child sex, sex trafficking, prostitution, anything like that, which I find highly implausible. That's my view, Dave, but I'm open to more evidence. You're bringing more evidence. Go ahead. Tell me more.
Right. Well, don't put a bizarre spin like that on my call. I'm not accusing them of being into kiddie porn or anything else. Stick to what I'm saying. Don't try to sidetrack the call with this kiddie porn pedophilia.
I'm not trying to sidetrack you at all. I'm just telling you where I stand. Go ahead.
Okay, listen. Ghislaine Maxwell, she's a past master at spycraft. She's the preeminent spy in the whole world. She's greatly respected by MI6. That's why she was able to suck the royal family into her sex ring. She's greatly admired by the Mossad. That's why she was able to suck in even Prime Minister Ehud Barak into her sex circles, and she's in the KGB. She has close ties and relationships with every intelligence agency in the world, and they greatly admire her. She's a genius, and she was trained by a genius, her father, Robert Maxwell. One of the first things Trump's going to do if he is elected is of course pardon Ghislaine. When the Southern District of New York indicted Ghislaine and finally arrested her, which of course we know that Southern District's going after Trump now, and after his fake estate, he says his real estate is fake estate. I call his real estate his fake estate. He wants to talk about fake news. His real estate is fake estate, but. When Ghislaine was indicted in the Southern District of New York, when Trump found this out, and I heard these words, I heard him say this, Trump's response, well, he still denied that he ever met her or anything, but he says, I wish her the very, very best that life has to offer. Now, that's a bizarre comment for Trump to make, but the reason he made that, he traveled, he hung out with Ghislaine so much that he knew that Ghislaine was used to the very, very best that life had to offer. Ghislaine was a spoiled brat. Robert spoiled her rotten. And she got everything above and beyond anything she wished or desired. And Trump knew that because he was so close to Ghislaine. And that explains that bizarre remark that he made. He's claiming he never met her. And then he said, but I wish her the very best that life has to offer. Dave. And believe me, if he gets elected, he's going to pardon Ghislaine. Yeah.
Dave. We'll find out. If he gets elected and pardons her, I'll be floored. I hope you're wrong. I admit you might be right. Give me a final thought for today.
All right. Here's on a different subject. Here's a final thought. Maybe I'll get some people thinking. You know, the great nation of ancient Persia that's called modern-day Iran. Mm-hmm. They're very, very brilliant people. Now, in my opinion, Professor Fetzer, I believe it's a big mistake for us to just focus on Iran's responding by attacking Israel. My opinion is, and we have to wait to see what happens, but the Iranians' intelligence and the Mullahs are they're geniuses. They know that Israel is just the great global super Satan's Middle East fortress in the Middle East. They know that the great global super Satan and the great global super Satan's global empire controls and finances, and the reason Israel exists is because it's the great global super Satan's Middle East fortress. I'm anticipating And I know I'm not speaking to the RBN call-in audience. I'm speaking to the people that I know listen in the intelligence community. I speak right past this. So when I was listening to Lauren, I would have hung up thinking it's a rebroadcast or something. I'm speaking right past you, even you, Professor Fetzer. I'm aware of the fact that the intelligence agencies monitor this this show. So that I'm actually speaking maybe like to our intelligence agencies right now. But I anticipate, Professor Fetzer, they're going to attack at the black heart of the great global super Satan. The Iranians aren't stupid. They're not going to attack Iran because they know that this Iran, they're not going to attack Israel because they know Israel wouldn't even be able to attack their embassy in Syria, blow up their generals and everything, if it wasn't for this great global super Satan. And they're going to attack at the black heart of the great global super Satan. And they may even have President Vladimir Putin's help after what the great global super Satan has been doing to Mother Russia and terrorizing all those innocent people.
Yeah. Dave, thank you. Thank you for all that, Dave. I look forward to our next call. Yeah, thank you, Dave, very much. Rick in Arizona. Rick, join the conversation.
Yeah, Dr. Fetzer. You know,
yes.
What does Michael Jackson, and O.J. Simpson have in common?
Tell us. I know it's a rhetorical question. Give us a punchline.
Okay. They're both giants in the world, in the white world. At one time, they were both giants. Everybody loved them. Everybody couldn't get enough of them. You know, O.J. Simpson, in my mind, was destroyed the same way they destroyed Michael Jackson. I see O.J. Simpson. I don't think he did it. I think he was framed. And they did this to destroy his popularity in the white world. Because at that time, Arsenio Hall had brought Farrakhan onto his show, and they uncorked the secret that the Jews were the slave trade before the Civil War. And Michael Jackson had came out and trashed the Jews. And now they got to get rid of the popularity of fucking O.J. Simpson. Look, these Hollywood couples break up all the time. I don't see O.J. Simpson throwing his life out the window to kill Ron and his wife, okay? I mean, he could have just shot him with a silencer.
Ex-wife.
This was done, in my mind, Dr. Fetzer, by somebody who worked on a kill floor in a packing house, who had plenty of experience, because I saw those pictures, and they were beheaded. I know all about
Rick,
he's the number one suspect.
You're mixing together two completely different issues. Arsenio had Farrakhan on, and then Arsenio was gone. That was totally political because he was stirring up a bot. The Michael Jackson and O.J. cases, in my opinion, are completely separate and apart. And O.J., listen to me. O.J. didn't go over there with the intent to kill anybody. He did have a knife with him.
That
always carried. Rick, I'm going to let you say your piece, but you don't deny me saying my piece. I'm telling you how it went. Have you even read his book, for God's sake? I did. He explains exactly how he did it, Rick. You might want to start there. You're really losing it. You're pissing me off.
I don't mind having
a contrary opinion. I mind the way you're mannering yourself. That's what's ticking me off.
Well, okay. Put it this way. They had to get rid of O.J.'s popularity. And they did, in my mind.
That's just silly. But thank you, Rick, for sharing. Tom in Utah. Tom, join the conversation, Tom.
Wow, how do you follow this?
I know.
By the way, I was an advisor to the film and entertainment industry, also a friend to the original defense attorney for O.J. So I want to find out when I can talk to you and get about 15 or 20 minutes of your cerebral treasure.
Yes.
So when's the best time to give you?
We can do it later today after the show. Give me about 15 minutes after the show. We'll talk. I'll give you a call.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you got anything you want to add here?
That's it. I just wanted to tell you that I know the original original defense attorney.
Good, good, good. Tom, we'll talk. We'll talk off the air. Brian and Chile, Brian, join the conversation, please.
Hello. Yeah, well, thank you, Dr. Fetzer, for taking my call. And I just wanted to chime in on O.J. Simpson by recounting an interview that I read about 6 or 8 years ago. I think it might have been the National Enquirer. It was an interview with O.J. Simpson. And it was shortly prior to the time after O.J. announced that he was going to remarry with his latest main squeeze, whoever she was. And the interviewer asked him, says, O.J., don't you have any misgivings about remarrying after the tragic events of your last marriage? And O.J.'s response to that was classic. He said, well, I just want to have another stab at it.
She looked a lot like Nicole, by the way. She looked a lot like Nicole. Yeah, that's right. He wants to have another stab at it. Yeah, I love it. Brian, you got some other thoughts, I'll bet you. Go ahead.
No, I'll leave the final thoughts on that matter to you, and thank you for taking my call. And,
okay.
We'll talk again.
Yeah, thanks for the call. John in Michigan. John, we got only a couple of minutes, but go for it.
Well, as far as Trump goes, I remember when he came back from Scotland, he was in Scotland for a month before he came back and announced his presidency. And in Scotland, I understand from previous information that there are like over 200 secret societies in Scotland. And he came back and he said he's not worried about anything because he has the rednecks backing him. And he wasn't talking about the southern rednecks or any other northern rednecks. He was talking about these religious people that came over to the United States. They were from, I think, three different countries, and they wore red scarves around their neck. And so that's what I remember hearing him say when he came back from Scotland. So he was over there, and he belongs to a secret society in Scotland. Many of the people do there, and that is one thing to bring out about him. I just saw a documentary on him, too, how he grew up. His father put him in military school, so he knows military protocol. He also was the captain of a baseball team. He came, and how he got into his brother, who ended up dying of alcoholism, was supposed to take over the project, but he did one thing that was really detrimental to the company when he was eliminating people that of different color from their projects, and that's when Trump got put into the place. And it's a great documentary, but it explains how he came about. He was involved with many Democrats and many Republicans. Yeah. But just because you're there doesn't mean that you have to believe what they believe.
Right. Thank you, John. Thank you. Very good. Very good. Very good. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RBM. Back tomorrow.
Health Simple with Colorado Shielji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit. is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.